This week on Texans Huddle.
It's not often that you have the opportunity in the offseason to get the players you want in free agency, which we did, and get the players in the draft, which we wanted, which we did.
We've got a good group of guys that are eager to learn and like to compete, so that's a good foundation.
I'm a firm believer that you have to build everything from the ground up, and a lot of little simple things will add up to big things.
What do you do? Rewind the tape. That never happened.
There it is.
Yes!
I heard it.
I knew it. Yeah!
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Texans Huddle, a special edition. In fact, it's the 14th annual Houston Texans Charity Golf Tournament. Patty Smith alongside Mark Vandermeer, and what a great day for golf.
Yeah, Charity Golf Classic, Patty. I think we should do every show at a golf course, and you and I play afterwards. I like this routine.
As long as we're playing, it's a good day to be out here.
Absolutely.
And then this one is a special one because this one is very near and dear to the heart of Bob and Janice McNair.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The Houston Texans Foundation helping out so many in Houston. You know, the Texans are all about doing great things for the community, particularly the Boys and Girls Club getting a lot of pub this year with the new teen club they're starting up. You'll see more on that in future episodes. So it's all for a great cause, or causes, really.
And all the Houston Texans players out here, and Mr. McNair will be out here. We'll talk to him in just a little bit. But first things first, this week we were able to see, we had the rookie camp, able to see the draft picks and some of the rookies for the first time.
Yeah, and it was terrific out at NRG Park to see football back and these rookies working hard to get acclimated to the Houston Texans way of doing things. Bill O'Brien was very clear how they practice, the speed of the game. You get your first taste of NFL action if you're these rookies, and you know they're going to get a whole lot more as these weeks progress.
It's been a good start. You know, they're getting acclimated to how we do things, how we meet, how we walk through, how we practice. So, but we've got a good group of guys that are eager to learn and like to compete. So that's a good foundation.
Coach Bill, he know how to get it. So he works his players, and that's how, you know, we get in shape, and how, you know, once it comes game time, we, you know, good condition. We just want to play hard in every game we can.
You know, just hard work, just becoming a better player every day. You know, I don't have anything specific that I feel like I can bring to the team. It's too early to tell anything like that, so I just want to grow into a better player, you know, just try to become a better pro.
It's going to be different just because it's not college, you know, but it's all about hard work. You know, that's all I'm trying to do right now, just work hard and get more ready for playing NFL football.
It's good to get, you know, with some of the guys you heard about in college, but We all have a lot of room to improve to live up to our standards and play faster.
Study, you know, meet with coach, walkthroughs, a lot of opportunities, and really, you know, at the end of the day, it's a job and it falls on you to study and keep up with that.
Just the pace, getting back in the swing of things. The coaches have high demands, so I think we all just come out here and keep working hard. We'll get used to it and get things rolling.
It's a chance for us to talk to these guys about our philosophy on the way we do things. It's a chance for us to evaluate them. It's a chance for guys to come in here that maybe, you know, weren't drafted, or tryout guys, to really, you know, start to make a name for themselves. So I think there's a lot of different things you get accomplished in these things. It's great for the coaches, for us to be back out on the grass coaching, you know, and get back into the swing of things in that regard. So it's important.
You know, Patty, particularly with Will Fuller, I felt the same way I did when I first saw DeAndre Hopkins at the Houston Methodist Training Center. It was really obvious who the first round draft choice was. He made play after play, looked like he belonged.
Yeah, he absolutely did. He stood out. And, you know, there were some other guys that caught my eye that I didn't necessarily recognize, but they have a shot at making this team and making a name for themselves.
I think Steven Anderson is one of those guys, undrafted free agent, tight end out of Cal, Jared Goff's favorite target, one of them anyway. And he caught the ball real well, made some juggling catches. Also a guy who I guess could be a blocking tight end, but he's not built the same way that Ryan Griffin and C.J. Fedorowicz are. He's more of a receiver type, more of a Garrett Graham type, if you will. But we'll see how he acclimates as OTAs get going.
And the speediest guy I've ever seen was out there as well.
Yeah, Wendell Williams from the University of the Cumberlands has that alleged 4.19 speed. Look, he won't have to run another 40 like you said last week, but the guy has wheels, and, you know, speed usually finds its way to get NFL opportunities anyway, at least a chance to make a squad, maybe this one.
Yeah, and these guys are definitely trying to catch the eye of the Houston Texans coaches.
I was undrafted, so, you know, just my goal is just to make the team, and I feel like I could add value to the team. That's it. Like, that's my main goal. It was fun. I'm from California, so humidity is a little different out here. So I'm just trying to get used to it, get used to the plays, and be comfortable out there.
Now, how fast has everything sped up for you? You come from the draft. Unfortunately, it didn't go the way you did, but the phone calls start coming in, start flying in, and now you go from here to your first day here. Have you been able to digest it all? Is it still, your feet just still going 100 miles an hour?
Still going. It's still going. Just kind of packing all my stuff, getting ready to come down here. I was fortunate enough to, like, train down here right down the road in Katy. So I kind of know how it is out here. But just coming down here, being official, putting on this jersey, it's just like, wow, like, it's crazy. I'm sending a whole bunch of pictures to my mom and everything like that. But, yeah, it's fast. But hopefully I feel like in time it'll slow down for me.
Now, during the draft process, Texans worked you out. Did you feel that this was a place that could possibly be for you, or were you still kind of in the dark?
Well, absolutely. I definitely felt like that could be a place for me. Even at the combine, I met with coach and GM and everything, Rick. And, you know, just got a good feel for them. And, you know, they got a good feel for me. And, you know, that's when I really, even if I didn't come down here, you know, I really appreciated it with this coaching staff. So
you were able to make some plays out here today. In fact, one kind of phenomenal catch out there. How important do you think it is to make that good first impression out here on these early days?
It's very important. It's very important. That's what I'm just trying to do, is just come out here, make plays, be a good teammate. But, you know, now my goal is just kind of do that consistently, because if you come out here one day and, you know, make plays and not do it day two, day three, day four, then, you know, it's just like a kind of one-hit wonder thing. That's not what I'm trying to be. So, very important for day one, but, you know, I got to rest up and get my playbook for day two.
Can you describe for me the road from walk-on at Cal to get you into an NFL camp here?
You know, I think that's kind of the theme of my life, just kind of just work and work and work. And, you know, I feel like with hard work, dedication, good decisions, you know, I feel like everything has paid off for me, because it's, I mean, no matter how I got here, I still have this jersey on right now. So I feel like that's really a blessing for me.
Do you have any choice with the Cal thing, or is that a family thing? Like,
You know, I did have a choice, okay, technically, right, but I was wearing Cal hats since I was like three.
Okay.
So, and my parents met there, so without Cal, wouldn't be here.
You know, Patty, another guy I liked was Kaimi Fairbairn, the place kicker, who's from Hawaii, kicked at UCLA, won the Lou Groza Award. That's the kicking Heisman. He's really good at touchbacks. He could be in a competition with Nick Novak. We'll see how that unfolds.
Well, I didn't bring him up because I can't say his name. I'm impressed at how well you did at that. You took out a few letters,
no,
I think.
No, because that's a shortened version of his first name. The real one is 30 letters and 3 apostrophes. I'm not going there right now.
All right, let's take a time out, but don't go anywhere. We will be back with your owner, Bob McNair. Stay with us.